Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us is Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, rather brazen scam that went on involving state laptops.
Yeah, a state worker from Schuylerville, along with three associates up in Queensbury, were charged with running a stolen laptop ring, selling an estimated $30,000 worth of Dell and HP computers that authorities say were stolen from the state last year. These 51 laptops were taken during 2015, and they were supposed to go to various state agencies, but investigators tracked down the device after seeing Facebook listings from a Queensbury computer store and garage sale group. Brian Baker, an information tech support worker for the State Office of Information Technology Services, is facing felony grand larceny and misdemeanor official misconduct charges for his role in this alleged scam. This is all according to the State Inspector General's office. He allegedly stole the laptops and the two others, put them up for sale on Facebook, and that eventually led to them being caught.
Trash fees, that faces many communities around the region, most in fact, and we're seeing an issue here in Albany.
Yeah, as Jordan Carlio Evangelist puts it in his story today, city lawmakers begrudgingly approved the new $180 per unit trash fee on small apartment buildings in Albany, and this was despite continued criticism that the measure was put together clumsily and it's racially and economically discriminatory. The measure, which is expected to generate about $1.5 million for the city this year, passed 9-4. Even councilmen who voted against it said they had to do something in the interim to help the city close a $18.5 million deficit in the budget, but they put a sunset rule on it. It will expire in 2019 and would have to be renewed, but they hope the city will come up with a more comprehensive plan, one that they say is more fair. Single-family homeowners don't have to worry about it. It's just multiple family units where this new fee will apply.
The Adirondacks, Tug Hill Plateau, and the issue of changing the rules for development.
Yeah, the Department of Environmental Conservation has, since 1985, obtained about a million easements on about a million acres of land in the Adirondacks and up in the plateau. And this controls development and makes the land available for public recreation, even though the private property owner can still do some logging on that property. But some complain that it limits too much, and they're now considering speeding up the rules for changing the easements and letting a little more development through.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.